Welcome to Stuff Electricians Should Know, where I bring you bite-sized bits of useful information, usually in the form of an answer to a question that every electrician should know. Hey, I'm your host, John Workman. Welcome to episode 107 of the Stuff Electricians Should Know podcast. Awesome to be here with you again this week as we lead up to the Christmas season. Just one quick announcement. Enrollment is open for the Apprentice Guide. If you haven't gotten your free issue yet, head over to electricianslibrary.com/apprentice guide, and you can get your free issue of The Apprentice Guide in your inbox. And if you've already gotten it and you're ready to enroll, then head over to sesk-u.com, and you can get signed up today to get the December issue. Comes out December 1st. If you enroll on December 1st, well, enrollment ends actually on the last day of this month. So you cannot sign up and enroll on December 1st. You can only enroll the last week of each month is how this is going to work, so that nobody enrolls on the 1st and doesn't get their issue until January 1st and wonders why they haven't received their issue. So last week of every month, enrollment opens up for the Apprentice Guide. And so make sure and head over to sesk-u.com to get your issue today. All right. So I want to talk about something we're going to revisit every so often, and that is lockout tagout, because lockout tagout is extremely important, and it can be the difference between you going home tonight or going to take a nap in the morgue, because too many people too often don't take the necessary precautions for locking out and tagging out to make sure that they go home safely. So first, I just want to read to you a couple of things about lockout tagout. Employers must follow requirements when employees are exposed to hazardous energy while servicing and maintaining equipment and machinery. That's one of the requirements from the OSHA fact sheet. The OSHA fact sheet also says compliance with lockout tagout standard prevents an estimated 120 fatalities and 50,000 injuries each and every year. So think about that for a second. 120 people could be going home dead every year because they don't follow the necessary practices and standards of lockout tagout. But it is estimated that those 120 people do go home each and every year safely because they have followed those. And another 50,000 that go home safely without injury. I'd like to read a quote here from Pat O, who is a retired OSHA inspector. When a company is scaling back on safety to save money, it unfortunately opens the door for horrific incidents like fatalities we often saw that contribute to the entire business going under. So if you are a business owner, if you are an electrical contractor, don't skimp on safety to save money, because many times that is going to be the final nail in your coffin that is going to drive your business under and cause you to have to do something else with your life and maybe have to face the family of somebody that was one of those 120 that didn't go home alive. So with that, I want to talk about the podcast for just one second, and then I'm going to go into five frequently asked questions about lockout tagout and what some of those requirements mean. All right, so five frequently asked questions about lockout tagout. What is the minimum I can do to be lockout tagout compliant? There's always a minimum standard, and there are those who will never do more. So basically, here's the minimum. Employees need to be classified as either affected or authorized. Affected employees and authorized employees need to be provided with proper training. Equipment must have specific written hazardous energy control procedures developed, and lockout tagout inspections must be conducted annually. So what is an authorized employee? An authorized employee perform lockout tagout in order to conduct service or maintenance on equipment and machinery. What is an affected employee? Affected employees work in or around the area in which service or maintenance is being performed. Affected employees are not permitted to perform the lockout-tagout procedure. Who needs to have a lockout-tagout program? Companies that have employees hired to service or maintain equipment with potentially hazardous energy sources have to have an OSHA-compliant lockout-tagout program. When does lockout-tagout not apply? Lockout-tagout does not apply to cord and plug-connected equipment where the cord and or plug are under the control of the maintenance employee throughout the repair, hot tap operations, or when shutdown of the system is impractical. So those are five questions that frequently asked questions about lockout tagout. Hopefully that has answered a few of the questions that you might have as to whether or not you are compliant, whether you need to be compliant, whether you need to have a lockout tagout program inside of your company. So thanks again for tuning in. And once again, this is going to be your last chance to enroll for the Apprentice Guide until the end of December. So make sure and head over to sesk-u.com and enroll to receive the Apprentice Guide. If you want to see what it's all about, you can go over to electricianslibrary.com/apprenticeguide and get your free copy today. So thanks again for tuning in. And until next time, I hope you stay healthy, hope you stay happy, and most of all, I hope you stay grounded.